This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase has a problem that could cost it hundreds of millions of dollars. Yesterday, we reported that Barclays of Britain stands accused of manipulating the American electricity market. Today, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal report that J.P. Morgan is in advanced talks to settle similar accusations and could end up paying $500 million to make this go away. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission reportedly has evidence that J.P. Morgan figured out what were labeled manipulative schemes to make big money off money-losing power plants that may have caused some power customers to overpay. On the subject of electricity, there's the current heat wave, or should we call it humidity cloud, that's settled over the central and eastern U.S. for days now. Do we have enough electricity to run all this air conditioning? Sarah McCammon reports.
When highs climb well above normal, even for midsummer, that means lots of air conditioners burning up energy. Mike Cormos says no worries, the grid can handle it. He's an executive vice president with PJM, which manages the largest grid in North America from Illinois to New Jersey.
I don't think we're going to break any records at this point, but we are seeing higher than usual temperatures and therefore higher than usual loads.
That much demand can lead to price spikes, but they're usually so short term that most of us don't notice. Rich Hydorn Jr. is the editor of RTO Insider, which covers the electric industry in the Mid-Atlantic.
Most residential consumers, that's all kind of noise to them because they're paying typically a flat price.
What you might notice is power suppliers asking you to cut back voluntarily. ISO New England is advising customers to turn off lights and turn up the thermostat. Grid operators say today could be one of their highest demand days ever. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.